Mr. Jeffers said the rainfall activity is expected to begin later today. He is encouraging residents, especially those living in the valley of the volcano, to exercise caution.
The synopsis we have today is a tropical wave that will be affecting St. Vincent and the Grenadines. When the analysis was done, it seemed that the activity, rainfall activity, is likely to peak later on today into tomorrow. So we are likely to have intense showers. There's a possibility of a thunderstorm also in the forecast. So my advice would be, well, for residents, particularly once you're living in the valley of the volcano, to exercise due care and pay very close attention to the update on the forecast.
Mr. Jeffers said the peak of the hurricane season has passed. However, he is appealing to Vincentians to still exercise caution as we are now in the wettest months of the hurricane season.
What we will do, we will analyze the historical data sets, and specifically what we'll look at the daily average number of active storms and hurricanes during the months of the hurricane season, of course, June to November. What happens is that we arrive at the 10th of September as the traditional peak of the season. Now, if we were to plot a graph of the data sets, what we will see is from the just around the 10th of August, we'll get exponential growth until we reach the 10th of September. 10th, of course, being the peak, being the apex, and thereafter we'll be on the down slope of the curve. So we are pretty much on the downside of the on the curve as it relates to the formation of storms and hurricane. But we just made a point a while ago that we are in our wettest month. So not because there's a lower probability of storms and hurricane forming in the next 2 months, we are likely to have above normal rainfall.
The Met Services manager said the only significant damage to St. Vincent and the Grenadines during the hurricane season was that of Hurricane Elsa.
In terms of storm and hurricane, we were impacted by Hurricane Elsa on the 2nd of July. The eye of Hurricane Elsa actually moved directly over North Windward. Well, the all clear wasn't given to residents as yet to move back following the last of explosive eruptions in April. But those who remained, they would have experienced a significant brunt of the hurricane force winds. Now, as we know, damage was reported island-wide. We had a lot of down utility poles, damage to infrastructure, particularly in the North Windward area. Also, we had flooding and then, you know, seismic also reported Lahas from this event. So for St. Vincent, this was the only tropical cyclone that directly impacted SVG.
Manager of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Meteorological Services, Billy Jeffers. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.